an inmate at...
This call is subject to recording and monitoring. To accept charges, press 1. To refuse, thank you for using Securus. You may start the conversation now.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Alex. I'm good. Welcome to WTUL News and Views. You're on the air.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, I just want listeners to know where we left off. I interviewed you last summer, and you had just spent 9 months at Orleans Parish Jail, and you'd been released. And then what happened? You're back in jail now, right?
Yes, that's correct. I'm currently being housed at Orleans Parish Prison on a $36,000 bond. Just to give your listeners a little bit of background, I have reasons to believe that Leon Canzero received a $5,000 bribe from prominent New Orleans attorney James Dugan in 2014 because his wife did not get her shoes back on time, which quickly escalated during the 9 months that I was incarcerated. These theft allegations stem from my shoe repair business. The respected items were given to me for repair by the purported victims that were often accompanied with deposits. Furthermore, several of the alleged offenses occurred after I was already incarcerated, with the shoes being in possession of the district attorney himself, not evidence. Nevertheless, all of my former clients have their property back. Without a doubt, I believe that political influences have played a significant role in my present circumstances. And, you know, so just to answer your question, how did I really end up back in jail after being released in June of 2015? Upon being released, I began taking the necessary steps to figure out how I really ended up in jail for 9 months due to a delayed shoe repair order. In doing so, I learned of this $5,000 bribe that was simply disguised as a political contribution on April 22nd, 2014. At that time, I began to reach out to the media to put my story in the eye of the public. On September 29th, 2015, WWL-TV, which is also Channel 4, released an eyewitness news investigation into our fraud-taking district attorney. With knowledge of the story being released, Leon swiftly retaliated against me by filing 2 additional misdemeanor theft charges, again, using shoes that were already in his possession as alleged stolen items just days before the story aired on television, further convincing a judge to take away my freedom and set my current $36,000 bond. This was all done totally negating the fact that I had been in full compliance with all of the conditions of release that was set forth by a different judge back in June. Unfortunately, I'll continue to be jailed until someone provides me with some financial assistance to post bond. You know, I strongly encourage any and everyone to visit www.isupportalex.com to gain a clear insight into those events leading up to me being put back in jail and the injustice in which I faced.
I just wanted to let listeners know, in case they didn't hear that correctly or well enough, isupportalex.com is the name of your website where listeners can go to find out more information. And also, I wanted to mention that after I interviewed you the last time I had you on the show, I did get a response from people who warned me that... to be careful, and that you were a con man, and that I should be wary of you, and so on. So I just want listeners to know that I did do some research and investigation of my own into your case, and I am satisfied that your situation is that you really were focused more on promoting your small business repair shop and doing very, very well at promoting your shop and getting a lot of orders and clients, and that you fell behind on your business and delivery of the shoes back to your clients, but that at no time did you steal property from your clients. Your clients handed their property over to you for repair, and you were backlogged with orders. That's my understanding. So I just want listeners to know that I did do some research into your case after we had our initial interview, and that the DA appears to be holding people's property when and trying to get them to not pick up their property and in lieu of that filing theft charges. And I'm just wondering, you have a hearing coming up on Wednesday at 8:30 Criminal District Court on Tulane and Broad District D. You're asking people to come out and protest on the front steps of the courthouse to let the city and the world know that the DA is doing this, and that, you know, this is really, if the case actually went to trial, this wouldn't hold up in court. So what else do you want listeners to know? We have about a minute left.
Just to shed a little clarity, I would really appreciate if individuals came out to Criminal District Court at Tulane and Broad at 8 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday, December 9th, to just show their support for my case, as well as the injustice in which I face. But, you know, just to provide a little bit of clarity on what you had previously stated, at the end of the day, we're dealing with a district attorney. It's a manipulative and corrupt individual who does not deserve to represent the people of New Orleans. You know, the facts are, I'm a 26-year-old individual with a bright future ahead of myself. I understand that my failure to have adequate logistics in place for my business that assured every order was filled on time now has my personal integrity in question. However, I just ask that any and everyone take a stand with me to say that my failure does not warrant the loss of my freedom for collectively 12 months and counting and the waste of parish, state, and federal resources. You know, it's imperative that we do not let public corruption and this good old boy syndrome be the reason for removing productive, socially minded, civically engaged young entrepreneurs like myself from our community, as it does absolutely nothing to enhance the quality of life.
Well, and at great expense to taxpayers, I want to say. So the hearing is open. It's a public hearing at court, and anybody can attend. If you go, make sure you leave your cell phone and any recording devices in your car. You won't be allowed to bring those into the courthouse. You can attend 8:30 a.m. The public are certainly encouraged to sit in court and watch this process, because I know your case is not the only one like this, and the business community and taxpayers really should be outraged that this kind of activity is happening, and that this is where their money is going, not only in destroying the lives of the victims and their families, but also in the downgrading of society as a whole. And as you know, WTUL News and Views, we do like to give voice to the voiceless and people who are being discriminated against or oppressed.
You know, I just really appreciate you, as well as your radio station, WTUL News and Views, you know, for taking the time to continue to, you know, shed light on these injustices in which I face. You know, at the end of the day, I'm not a criminal. I'm a young entrepreneur, you know, and it's just really unfortunate that our district attorney has taken the steps to, you know, try to depict me as some con man that steals women's shoes. You know, this is absurd. I've never seen a comparison of absurdity in my life.
Alex, we're going to have to cut this short. Unfortunately, we don't have as much time as we did the first interview that we did. But so after this hearing tomorrow...
The hearing is, again, December the 9th, Wednesday, December the 9th at 8:30 in Section D. I'll need about $1,800 in order to post bond. We're a little bit far away from that number, so... You know, every little dollar would count, and no dollar is too small, you know, so...
And people can donate at your website, isupportalex.com?
That's correct, and, you know, feel free to share your views on social media using the hashtag #ISupportAlex.
Right, well, we'll definitely see if we can get that up on our on our Facebook page as well, so people have a reference where they can go back and look in case they're listening in the car and can't remember... and if there's anything else you want listeners to know before we sign off?
I just ask that they keep me in their prayers, and happy holidays to them and their families.
Happy holidays to you too, Alex. Keep us posted, and we'll see what happens Wednesday, and I guess if not Wednesday, there will be another hearing. Is that right?
That's correct. Wednesday, 8:30, Section D, as in dog, on the second floor. In front of the Honorable Judge Calvin Johnson.
Judge Johnson. All right. Well, thank you so much, Alex. I'm glad that you're doing okay. Take care of yourself there, and keep us in the loop.
All righty. Sounds good. Thank you all so much.
All right. Bye for now.
Bye.